Your business is show off. What do you mean you show off? Your knowledge. So this knowledge is that serpent we talked about. Then what? Mainly, look at your wishes. Your wishes are silly. I know it, because after 2 years looking at you, I will see you are not patient. You are in a rush. You think that there is a trick here, and if we give you that tricky sentence, then you could do it. That tricky sentence is simple. Who wants to learn it? It's kun. Yeah, be. Huh, but you need a clean mouth. Clean of what? Clean of self-admiration, self-viewing, inflating process, all of that nonsense of the animal. Because we have better tools, and these tools, they need improvement in our attitude. So we started to talk about that, and so on and so on. Last time I made an effort to stop somewhere to explain a little bit this non-existence, because this non-existence is the main stuff. The problem is existence of animal in me. You know what is the first stuff, animal stuff in me? What is it?
Fear.
Jealousy, remember? Book one, he said, there is no more difficult barrier than jealousy. Because that's the nature of an animal. An animal should not give the opportunity to the other one, even if the other one is its child. A lot of animals, they are cannibalist. A human can do it and has done it. This is it. What do we see? We see a process, because we think about we. If you think about me, the process is simple. You are born, you try to escape the death. At the end, you are unsuccessful. You die. Period. So this is an unsuccessful challenge. If you look at the people, yes, because nobody is that important. Look at we. What's happening in we? We is changing. We is improving. Alhamdulillah, not the way you want it to, because you will ruin it. It goes in a very special pace, and it's going up. It has up and downs, but the main thing we is growing up. What is this we? This we, first of all, remember, it's imagination. What is in that imagination? Consciousness. A consciousness is in we. A consciousness that asks a lot of questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What should I do? All of that. And in a very strange way, which none of us could understand, it is not defending me. It's judging me. That's the consciousness. As if someone is in me, which is not happy with me. The rest of me, I love myself. That's what the animal is. Self-centered. But there is this one which will punish me. And say, that was not right. Right? Correct, true, truth, remember, haq. Haq is something that even in me, a rotten fellow, I feel that rational, and I'm not really happy when I'm doing wrong. That kind of stuff is in we, and this we is improving little by little. Less than 100 years ago, means your grandpa was there, right? Slavery was accepted. A couple of 100 years go back, then everybody with the best conscience will come and love it and pray to burn someone to let that witch free of the bad spirit. Of course, we are never satisfied because we are never there. Because there is no there to be. It's a path to walk. It's a change to make. This improvement is visible. I don't know how you could be very pessimistic and not notice it. Yes, there are ups and downs, so what? Everything is like that. In general, this is what it is. So, where is that part of me? That good part of me, I claim something for humanity. Now this alien will say, okay, what's your share? What is my share? My presence in me. For the moment, my being teacher, it's not me, it's my role in we, and we have that, call it personality, call it persona, call it spirit, that part of me, which is non-existence of me, because if I'm sitting here and I'm more me, I'm less teacher. If I have something to impose in the teaching of Rumi, I'm silly. When I'm not there, this is not for me. I'm trying to transform this to you. You see how my not being at the center of attention, that non-existence of me, will bring in the real me. This is why Rumi will say, if you come and stand for 100 times and say, this is, I am this, I'll tell you, no, you're not this. First of all, you are your thought. Not thinking, not this. How do you say babagdaj in English?
Chatting.
Not this chatter, not this self-indulging made-up stories about me. None of this. This is what we are talking about. Therefore, Rumi said, if you want to see the Creator and creation both at the same time, come to the workshop, which is non-existence. Right? Let's follow it up. John?
Well, in the old book, it's 261, line 765. In the new book, I don't know.
759.
Okay.
Page
378.
Page 378.
Consequently, he was wishing to alter the predestination that he might turn back the destiny from his door. Truly.
No. Go back 4 or 5 verses. Yes. Since the workshop is the dwelling.
759.
Okay. 761. Okay.
We'll have, inshallah, not very late, we'll have our version, and at least we could agree upon something.
Okay. Since the workshop.
Yes.
Since the workshop is the dwelling place of the worker, he that is outside is unaware of him. Come then into the workshop, that is to say, non-existence, that you may see the work and the worker together.
Okay, would you stop it there? How do you explain, that is to say, to a bloody foreigner like me? Because in Persian it's not that. How do you interpret that is to say? Because he uses the word of meaning. It means. Yani. And not that Yani. The Persian Yani, which is it means. Yeah, because in Arabic Yani will be used differently and more frequently. Here he would say, come in the workshop, I mean non-existence. Yes.
As the workshop is the place of clairvoyance, then outside of the workshop there is blindness. The rebellious Pharaoh kept his face towards existence. Consequently, he was blind to his workshop. Consequently, he was wishing to alter the predestination that he might turn back the destiny from his door.
You know that the destiny is not destiny. That's all. That special magical word. The consequence. Something like that. But before that, he talked about the Pharaoh. And Pharaoh didn't see the workshop because he was busy with the work. Why? First of all, please remember, Pharaoh has a meaning. Pharaoh means arrogant. Who is the arrogant one? You. We have always these two parts. In our stories, there are famous characters. One of the most famous one and very interesting one is Moses. And Moses is one side of a coin. The other side of the coin is Pharaoh. And this coin will turn in a very magical way that you will be confused. And you forget that over there, Moses is one person. How about Pharaoh? There are a couple of Pharaohs. Yeah, because quantity is there. Quality is unique, is Moses. The Moses who is being saved by a Pharaoh, that Pharaoh is an old man and he's a baby. When he becomes a prince, he's playing with the son of that Pharaoh. Then when he goes to be a shepherd and blah, 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 that Pharaoh replaces his father. When he comes back, this is the second generation of Pharaoh. But doesn't matter, because that's pharaohship, means arrogance. Counting on your power. Having a lot of gold and a lot of slaves. So you are we say, okay, he believed he's God, because it goes with the story. But really, he was a guy who was adored by his people. And he had a lot of stuff. So, if you were there, what would you do?
Huh? You adored Pharaoh.
Yeah, you want exactly to do what he wanted to do. I have the power. I'm here, and I want it this way. My way. That's Pharaoh. Right? What is Moses' way? A very silly, complicated, nasty destiny. First of all, before being